This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Joan Taddy back in the house. She's the director of the upcoming Follies, and joining her is Deb Crisafoli. She's the choreographer for the program, and this is a great show, a huge show. Tell us all about it.
This show is probably one of Stephen Sondheim, who is a phenomenal writer of music. This is, I think, one of his favorites that he's ever written. And it's a difficult show that really features many, many wonderful actors. It went on Broadway in 1971, and it was basically, it's a very dark show because he was trying to get across to the people that the Kennedy era of things, everything was in a positive, moving forward kind of way. And then the Vietnam War came when we had assassinations and we lost that joy. And this show, Follies, is about a theater called the Wiseman Theater, and it has been in operation since the turn of the century. The girls that have gone through and performed in the Follies have been invited to come back to the theater for one final party. The very next day, it's going to be demolished and made into a parking lot. And these ladies have come back, and they're given one final opportunity to walk down that staircase, and each one gets to sing the song that made them famous. The most wonderful, joyous thing for me as a director is that existing in that theater are the memories of each of these ladies. And the memories appear in the form of ghosts. We have young, wonderful performers as well as some of the best divas that have ever walked across the Brevard stages. I came here in 1971 as a 20-year-old and started performing with some of these wonderful ladies. And they all came out and said, let's do this show together. And I do want to mention their names. We have Priscilla Blyseth and Kim Dickman, Debbie Chris Foley, who is not only our choreographer, but one of our lead ladies, Brooke Goldfarb, Christine Manning Brandt, Yvonne Millard Weinstein, Rita Moreno, and Pam Quensler. And we have also some really fine men. Terry Girard, he doesn't have a big lead in the show. This is a woman's show, but he said, I'll take any part. So he's just a delight in the show. And Jack Maloney is playing Ben. He is playing Ben opposite Debbie. And Ed Gilbo, and he's playing Roscoe, and he'll sing a beautiful song as the girls walk down the stairs. And we also have Russ Weinstein, and he was Tevye. He was the Tevye of Fiddler on the Roof for everybody. And we also have Hank Ryan, who is going to be playing Buddy opposite Christine Manning Brandt, and he is the drama teacher at Satellite High School. And we have Mark Nelson, who is the premier conductor in town. He is also from Satellite High School, as is our vocal director and accompanist, Tim Liskum. So we have a great bunch of people behind the scenes and also on stage.
Well, this sounds like a great show. 35 people in this show?
Yes, 35.
And I imagine it was quite a challenge to get them all up there and get them all up to speed and have dual personalities.
And one of the things that they all had to do was tap. So I'd like maybe Debbie, who would like to talk about what we did to get all these old broads back up there in their tap shoes.
If I could just turn the clock back and let you see what our first rehearsal was like. Unbelievable. We were in heaven. One of the things that I've always said to the girls when we come into rehearsals is tap is a very forgiving art. You know, you can have loose body movement, and it's a very forgiving dance style. You have rhythm, you move your feet, you make noise. And we were making joyful noise on our first rehearsal, and it was overwhelming. We cried. We all cried. And that's before our young ghosts had come in for their first rehearsal. Something special was a brewing just on that first. It was one of our first rehearsals because Joan knew that was going to be one of the probably the hardest numbers to teach right up front. And boy, we just went into it and both feet forward, no pun intended. And then we brought our young ones in, and that was another new emotional step and layer into all of this. But just amazing, just amazing. And for an old broad like me, too, you know, I grew up in a dance school family. And just to have that joy of putting the tap shoes back on your feet, it's awesome. It's amazing. I wish that for everybody to experience something like that in their life, you know. So a lot of us were able to experience that. And it's awesome, quite awesome.
All right. Well, once again, this is The Follies, and it will be at the Henniger Center opening on January 18th. It runs through February 3rd. For tickets, you can go online to henniger.org, or you can call 723-8698, and you'd best get your tickets because this one will sell out.
I know it will, yeah. And you don't want to miss this. You're never going to see us all together ever again.
Okay. So January 18th through February 3rd, the Follies, Henniger.org or 723-8698. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you very much.